what we're discussing is the somebody brought this up, the with regard to a chassan getting Parsha Zohar, an aliyah of Parsha Zohar. So the minhag in the shul is that the chassan gets a Parsha Zohar. So in the Harei Kedem, he brings down a story from Moshe Soloveitchik, that Moshe Soloveitchik, whenever he got Parsha Zohar, he never said it together with the Balkari, because he held that Shamea Kaona, and because you have to be Yotze Parsha Zohar B'Torah Shamea Kaona, and if you're saying it along simultaneously, so it'll come out as a duplication of words. So it'll come out as like Zohar, Zohar, Ace, Ace. So B'Shal, if you're Yotze, such a type of a Kriya. Okay? Right, okay, so we're going in. This is a point that we're taking up. Okay? So it will come out that the only way, it'll come out that the only way really, because you have a problem, because according to the Rosh and Megillah, that he says, Rosh and Megillah in Perek Shlishi, so right in the beginning, he talks about it. So according to the Rush, it's a bracha levatala. I mean, so it's a big problem here. I mean, the eitzah of just listening is not such a simple eitzah. Because get involved in suffic bracha levatala, according to the Rush, be bracha levatala. Okay, so we wanted to go into the shadow ourselves. All right, this very shadow. Okay, so that's basically what we're going to do, going to the shadow self. Now, according to the Rambam, the question of Parsha Zohar, we one time went through it. The question of Parsha Zohar is Parsha Zohar really a chiv midaraisa or not? So the Rambam doesn't have it. The Rambam in Perek Hey, Mehilchos Malachim, Halacha Hey, so the Rambam says, O mitzvah sase lizkor tamid masav aroyim v'arivoso, kedei l'orar eivoso, shenema zohar isa shir osa l'chol molek. Okay. I don't know what the Ram means today. La'ore vaso. If he means la'ore vaso, means our hatred towards him, or kedei la'ore vaso, his hatred. Because later he says she also lishkoach evaso v'sanaso. His eva. Yes, I'm not sure. I mean, in the Rambam. But it is true that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs says that the mitzvah is really in order to get people to do melchama. That's the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. So then L'or Evasa would mean our hatred towards Amalek. But the plain shot in the Rambam over here would seem to be that the Evasa means the way he says later. That evaso means, kedel or evaso means, in order that we should ma'orer in ourselves his hatred towards us. Shalolishkoach evaso v'sanaso. Okay? But regardless, I mean, the Rambam doesn't, doesn't say there's any mitzvah to read Parsha Zohar. The Rambam doesn't have such a mitzvah. Now, the Ramban,
but yes. It does say it's Bepeh, right?
Yeah, he says Bepeh.
How is it going to be Bepeh? So, it's going to be formulated mitzvah, right?
That's right. So according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah all the time, at every opportunity, to verbalize, and there's always a mitzvah of lo sishkach b'lev. You should never forget what a Amalek is. And you have to remember Masav Haroim V'Arivaso. It's interesting. What is Masav? I mean, just the plain shot in the Rambam. What is Masav Haroim V'Arivaso? Two things, he says. Where did the Rambam get these two things? What? From the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Asher korcho baderech, vayizanev b'cho kol anecha shalom acharecha." So two things. So one is Rambam's order is reversed, but asher korcho baderech. But it's the same thing. Asher korcho baderech is the ambush. Okay, and vayizanev b'cho kol anecha shalom acharecha means that plain shot. It means that he destroyed the weak ones. So what does it mean? It means to say that he didn't do battle for the sake of battle, because you don't destroy weak people in battle. There's of no benefit. So it means that he just is a pure Russia, just to destroy innocent people, you see, and outside of warfare. Rashi says that, Rashi quotes Chazal ve'izanev b'cho, so Rashi says that they cut off the milas and threw them klape mala. So it means that they're vicious, inhumane people that have no rachmanis, and it's done with a special hatred against the Jews' position, status, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a certain status, and that's the hatred. That's why it's Zorkam Klapim Mala. See that? This is all nonsense. That's really the sin of Amalek. Okay? So, according to the Rambam...
That's domination that destroys...
So apparently, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that we must always remember that there are a people out there that are evil and vicious and inhumane to the nth degree towards us, and their purpose is to destroy us ruthlessly. And without any compassion, totally ruthless, because they want to deny, through that destruction, they want to deny what Klal Yisrael is, and the status that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Amalek. And you have to remember that. You have to remember that. And even though by nature, Jews don't like to do that, but here you have the mitzvah to Yimachuyev always, never to forget this, and always in every opportunity to speak about it. And bepeh, wherever there's an opportunity to speak about it, bepeh. That's the way the Rambam learns. That's Ramshah. What is Arivaso, though? That's Maso Varo. What is Arivaso? What is Arivaso according to the Rambam? The reversal means the ambush. So what is the significance of the Asher Korcho Baderech, the ambush? An ambush is a means of warfare. You have by eye, for instance, we used ambush. Okay? So what is the significance of ambush with regard to Amalek? In other words, what is this so special over here with regard to Amalek of ambush? It was a war. Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem in Yisrael Berfinim. If the Rambam meant that they're going to war, so he should have said milchamto. You have to remember that but over here he says the Rambam singles out two things. He singles out Arivaso and Mamasa Varoyim and Arivaso. It's interesting, he reversed the order. Of course, the pasuk says Asher Korcho Baderech, and the next thing is Vayizanev B'cho Kol Anecha Shalom Acharecha V'ato Oyef Yegev Lei Relikim. So it's interesting, the pasuk just isolated these two things. Tells exactly what the formula is for Amalek. But what is the ambush in terms of the midah of Amalek? I mean, it should reveal something about him. It should be something, reveal something about Amalek. Yeah. Yeah. What it means is like this, that there are people that may hate you, but their hatred consumes them and overrides their rationality. You see? That's one kind of an enemy, an evil enemy, but Amalek has an unusual quality, and that is the quality of Chochmah. You see? They subordinate their evil to knowledge, you see. So the hatred doesn't get the better of them, so to speak. Because really, what was the purpose? The purpose was to knock down Klal Yisrael. What Amalek could not tolerate that Klal Yisrael was Yotzei Mimitzrayim, B'yad Ramah, and they were successful, and they were enjoying the victory over the Egyptians. They were victorious, and they were Yotzei B'yad Ramah. Okay, Vayinei Kol Mitzrayim. So Vayinei Kol Olam Kulo. So yeah. So and that's what really that's what disturbed them. That's what they couldn't tolerate. So a lesser people would not be able to wait. They would immediately attack them because they couldn't tolerate letting them enjoy their glory, their moment of glory, you see. But Amalek is not that way. Amalek is calculated. Amalek thought it out, and they said, that's why they waited till Rephidim, you see. They waited for a few stops, a few of the Masos, until they got to Rephidim. Why? Because I said, let them enjoy their glory, but we'll get them now. You say, we'll get them. Mm-hmm. We'll get them. In time, we'll get them. We'll get them in the right time. You see, that is Amalek. That's the quality of Amalek. It's evil, but evil with knowledge. That's Rashi's guy Amalek.
Sounds like the final solution.
That's Rashi's guy Amalek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, well, the Hitler and the Germans. Hitler and the Germans, they were Amalek. There's no question about it. They typified all the elements of Amalek. I mean, the Torah wrote exactly what those elements are, and those elements were seen in the German nation. I mean, yeah, the final solution, you know what the final solution means. What do you mean final solution?
It means that...
Now, the question is, why have the Jews existed this long? That's the question. And the final solution is the solution to that question. That's what it means. Okay?
That's what it means?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. That's a Amalek. That's a Amalek. Nazi Germany, I mean, the Germans. Nazi Germany is no absolutely a Amalek. I mean... German people, they were 100% typified Amalek. I mean, and of course the ones that joined them. Yeah.
The question about the order.
The question of the order in the Rambam. I think the order in the Rambam is good because the order in the pasuk is going according to the chronological order. Okay, but the Rambam first is Masav Haroyim. That's the first thing, the nature of the evil, and then. The additional feature and quality of intelligence, you see. That's the... Amalek is the subordination of the intelligence of man to total evil, to his total evil nature. That's what Amalek is. That's the Ram. Okay? It's a formula. It's a formula. That's correct. That's why the Rambam reversed the order, because first... He defines what they are, namely evil, absolutely evil, and then he shows, but this isn't ordinary evil, it's evil with intelligence.
Right.
You see?
Would it be correct to say that?
Absolutely, right. Okay, so that's the Ramban. You have the Ramban in the Ramban in the Dvarim.
The Gross
Gedolos, yeah. Okay, the Ramban in the Ramban... Well, I mean, he's asking a question. You have other people. It's not just unrestrained cruelty, but it's unrestrained cruelty that's a component that's evil, but it's driven against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is expressed against Klal Yisrael. Okay? So, Ramban.
It's always good to keep a
the, the motivation of Rishus is a component of Rishus. Motivation is not outside of it. You always have rishis and then motivation. Motivation is a component of the rishis. Can't separate the two. Okay. Ramban. Ramban says, Ramban and Pasha Zohar and Kisetze, Kvaris Kanti, and Medrash Adoshabob is a free Yachal Balibcha, Kishiromel or Sishkach or Shikhas or Levom, Manimekayim Zohar, Shate Shona Beficha. The Chaim Bisifri, Zohar Shosel Homolik Bepe, Lo Sishkach Belev. And he says, Velo Yadati Mahi Haschira Hazu Bepe. Im Lomar, Shenikra Pasha Samolik Betsibor, which is the Mishnah Megillah, Parsha Zohar. Megillah Minatora, if that's what it means. He's not sure about that. Okay. He says, Vanochon Beinai, what he holds, Shulomar Shalos Sishkach Mashoslon Omalik at Shenimches Shimon Mitachs Shemayim. When a Saprazil of Ninil Dorsen, Lomalem Kachoslon or Rosha, or Lakachnis of Inil Limchos Shemo. So he learns that it's a. Clearly, Ramban learns that it's a. It's in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs mechias amalek. It's a component of mitzvahs mechias. It's a. It's in order to mekayim mitzvahs mechias amalek a melchama, like the chinuch says basically. So I nashim be paturos. Okay, I mean he's not learning. He's not learning Parshas Zohar altogether. I'm saying the way he's learning. Okay, so. Yeah, but basically he's learning like the Rama. He says, "Kemoshin istavinu l'odil l'vanenu l'kachnis v'nei l'mchasim v'chem b'maisam miriam istavinu l'odil l'vanenu l'sapabol l'dorenu v'af pisho ro'ayroi dam l'astiro." You should have really hidden it. Shlo l'daber b'gnusim shel tzadikim aval tziva arkosiv l'odio u'legaloso. That's an amazing thing that the Torah didn't protect Miriam Anavia. I mean, because really, ordinarily, you should be mastir. If a tzaddik does something wrong, you should be mastir gnus shel tzaddik, because the tzaddik has chosen b'tshuva, and there's no reason to do that. That's what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said that after Bat Sheva, so he says he's talking about how people ridicule him. So the law already says, not only he says, but I feel Oskim been a guy of all us. They somehow try to bring in the question. So I always try to bring it in, to bring out his gnus. See, that's an isser. That's an isser. So the Torah wouldn't do it either. But the Torah did it only, they should say, as horas lashon hara, suma befinu, neshu chay gudl vagaram roos rabos, so b'nei adam nechshalom botamit. So according to the Ramban, it's exactly like the Rambam. He doesn't believe that Parsha Zohar is Midrash, because he says Vanochem Beinai. That's exactly like the Rambam. Yeah, that's why. This Ramban really shows you. The basis of Henoch called me, he told me that he was listening to the tape from the Rav, and the Rav mentioned, or Rav Chaim said that there's no yesod, there's no basis really for the whole idea of Parsha Zohar being midaraisa. There's no basis. Sheets of Tesis holds it to Raisa. But what he meant is there's no basis for it. You see, the Ramban himself doesn't know. I mean, so where is Tarisha Balpeh? I mean, so that's what Rav Chaim meant, that there really is no basis for saying that Parsha Zohar. He's not saying it's not the Raisa, but there's a difference between something, whether something's the Raisa or not, or whether there is a basis in Torah Shabbal Peh. We don't have any basis. See, Ramban didn't know. Ramban didn't know means that there's no makor. There's no makor really for Parsha Zohar being the Raisa. There's no makor. You understand saying there's a difference between saying there's no makor and between saying it's not the raisa, because Taisa says it is the raisa, okay? But Taisa says it's the raisa, but it doesn't mean there's a makor. I mean, he learned it that way in Misvara. But there's no real makor. There's no real makor for it. Okay, it's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing. It's something that everybody, you know,
takes for granted,
right? But basically, there is no real makor for it. Okay, the Sheetz HaTesis holds as the Raisa. Okay, Sheetz HaTesis is like the Ramban dismissed, the first sheet that Ramban dismissed. Okay, what? Tosfos. Yeah. One Taisvis is in Megillah in the beginning of Akar Lamafreya, Parakshani, Amid Beis, Lefi Zayin Amid Beis. He says, we're called Tarakula B'cholosh and Nemra, so Rashi says, Pirisha Kuntra, Shinitna Likros B'cholosh and Shiras Likros. B'sefer Tar V'kasher, he says, Shirei Kriyas Atar, Einim and Atar, Elman Rabban, Levad and Pasha Zohar, David Araisa. Okay? That's Taisvis. Yeah, Belashna Kodesh Nemra, Vishna Mari Parshas Mukhayam Likras Daraisa, Kama Parsha Zohar, Inami Mikra Bikurim, Vidu Meiser, Parsha Chalitza, Shem Mitzvah Batar Lakrosan, Afapikain, Bechol Lashon Nemra Besinai, Shekol Divid, yeah. So Taisel's Parsha Zohar Daraisa. But the Ramban really is mentioning that position in the beginning, but he dismisses it. He thought about it, he dismisses it. But I'd like to understand. I mean, I have a simple question. If Parsha Zohar is in fact Midaraisa, so what happened before? What happened before the Megillah? Before the Kaveh Parsha, the Parshas. What?
When were they
Kaveh? They were Kaveh them after the Maaseh Purim. Well, it has to be because they say that the Parsha Zohar is samach to Mikra Megillah, right? And when did I know? But where do you see that? You see Rashi. And where do you see that? It should have been a mitzvah midaraisa. It should have been kavur from time Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an interesting thing. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand that. Rashi on the Mishnah Chaf Tesam Adal for Shchodesh Adar Shcholias B'Shabbes Karm Parsha Shkolim. That's like this here, right? Cholias b'socha Shabbos, magdimin l'sha'ovar, u'mafsikin l'shabbos acheres, and b'shniya zohar. So Rashi says, b'shniya zohar, Rashi says, he says, the first parsha l'dishi of yushikulehen, ba'adar, k'dei sh'yigvu becha b'nisan, mitrum ha'chadosha, u'mafsikin l'shabbos b'omilom, parshniya, k'dei sh'tikore, parsha zohar, b'shabbos ha'smuchu l'purim, lismoch mechias ha'molek, l'mechias come on. Okay? But it would be funny if Rashi really held it was Midaraisa, it would be funny that Rashi doesn't mention anything. I mean, he just lets it go by like a regular Kriya. It would seem to me that Rashi would say, Kriya zu Midaraisa. Shenema, Zochas Yasol Homa. Rashi doesn't mention it. It would seem that from the fact that Rashi doesn't say anything, that he agrees with the Ramban and with the Rambam, that Parsha Zohar is not Midaraisa. Priya Parsha Zohar is not Midaraisa. But nevertheless, my question still stands, that if you're going to say that Parsha Zohar is Midaraisa, it should have been Kavua from the time Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, we have Kriyas HaTorah from the time Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Rabbanon. But Parsha Zohar should have been Kavua at that time. We don't find any source for that. It's a strange thing. Nevertheless, Taisus holds that it is the Raisa. You can't argue with Taisus. Taisus holds the Raisa. Yeah. So. But the question is, let's assume, according to Taisus, if we say it's the Raisa, that the Kriya is Midaraisa. So, I mean, is it Petara Shemei Kaona? That was a question we raised. You see. So it's interesting. You have Machlekes, the Bach and the Trumas Adeshin. Whether a Kutin can be Ola, it's brought down in the Torah. Whether a Kutin can be Ola for the Aliyah of Parsha Zohar. Okay? Yeah, he says, Kosov Mashal, Mimasha Kosov Marai, Betrumas Adeshin, Simon Kufches, the Tzorach Tfeshi Yishma Kriyas Pasha Zocha, Betsibu, Mimikra Megillah, Yir Lehejish, Ain, the Mashal says, Yir Lehejish, Ain Akut Nola Mafter Pasha Zocha, Viafo Pisha Ashatz Kari Betora, Mabakach, Boinin Barchi Yuvo La Alos, Vuhu Gamken Kari Betora. Elashashatz kari b'kol rom shalolavayish. Vafilu b'parshas paroi lizor. Ma'achas shabosan tosfos yira shafilu shaf parshas paro deraiso. V'ein on nachon, he says. The Bach says. The bekotn ayadel amim avochem v'aday shari af pishakotn kar b'kol rom. The kotn olamim in zayin. A krisef etar b'chol shabbos imid deraiso. Vaydav amoshes moed er Hashem. Kedam in b'rishalmi sheves lil. Vafilu b'kotn sheni del amim avochem layadati lama layetzu hashomim b'kriyas hashatz. Parsha Zohar min haSefer Torah, the main afkamina, b'ol haSefer Torah mugadol haKotan. Ikachivu shishmil kriyas haTorah me'akarib mitoch Sefer haTorah. So he has two arguments. He says one is that it doesn't matter whether the why does he have to be Bar Chayuva? I mean, first of all, he's good anyways because Kotan is Yadelamim of Archim, so he's all the Torah. So it's a good kriya. So. Yeah. So, but the question, of course, is the cotton can't be Moses Rab Midei Chavasan. It can't be, because it's not Chayav Midoraisa. So you see from the Bach clearly that this Kriya is no different than any other Kriya. That it's just a halacha shatenik ras betzibur. In other words, the Sifri says that it must be shateshona beficha doesn't mean literally beficha, because we can prove it. Because according, for instance, the Shitas Rashi and the Rif, that whole Shemeya Ka'ona is not a mafsik, okay? So therefore they say that you should wait, if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, for Kedusha and Biyotze B'tar Shemeya Ka'ona, okay, it's not a mafsik. Still, you're going to have, if you're going to say, ask me b'ficha, so according to them, you won't be yotze parsha zoch even b'tar shemei ka'ona, because it's going to lack in b'ficha. Elamai, you're forced to say that b'ficha is not literally b'ficha. B'ficha means a kiyum of peh. And therefore, when the tzibur gets together for kriyas haTorah, so the whole kriyas haTorah is a kiyum haTzibur. It's true, there's just one kore. But the kiyum kriya is a kiyum kriya for the kol haTzibur. So therefore, it's the kiyum kriya, which is really the peh, and that's why it would seem that there's according to the Bach, certainly, this kriya is no different than any other kriya satara of Shokal Hashana. The only question is whether it's midaraisa or not, but not that it's a different tzuras kriya. You don't find the Rishonim anyways that somebody says you have to be yoytz b'tar shemei ka'ana. Okay, it's a simon tough resh pehe. Okay, because the cotton star is tara, it's tara. Yeah, the mashal held that the ola l'torah has to be a bar chiyuva. That's what he held. That the ola l'torah has to be a bar chiyuva of parsha zohar, but he doesn't say any words about shemei kona either. He just held that he must be a bar chiyuva in this mitzvah. That's what the Mashal held. Apparently what the Mashal held is that it's a special Kriya. And it's a different Kriya. Since it's a special Kriya, if you're not a Bar Chiyuva for this Kriya, you're not Yotze. There is no Kriya. In other words, it's a special kind of Kriya, the Yechayiv Midarais, a different type of Kriya. And if you're not a Bar Chiyuva for this Kriya, so that's not a Kriya. That's what the Mashal held. Whereas the Bach holds, no, it's regular, as long as it's Kriyas HaTorah, Yotze. That seems to be the machlokes between the Mashal and the Bach. But even the Mashal doesn't mention anywheres that it's a Lach of Shemei HaKa'ana, because it can't be Motzi Rab Miyadei Chavasan. It's interesting. I mean, you see, Gedolei Achronim didn't have the concept of Shemei HaKa'ana. Very interesting. But the thing is like this. Let's look at it logically. In terms of the Ola Latara, okay? In terms of the Ola Latara. So, let's say, for instance, the Ola Latara is Kore, okay? In other words, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's problem was Shemei HaKa'ana, correct? Shemei HaKa'ana. But do you, in fact, need Shemei HaKa'ana if you're an Ola Latara? You see, somebody pointed out a very good point. They said, let him not be Mechavan Shemei HaKa'ana. And he's Yotze anyways, because he's a Kari himself. Now you do away with the problem. Why do you have to be Shemei Akona from the shots, from the Balkare? You see? And if you look at the Marshal, the Marshal says that See, that's what he holds. Because he's learning like the Rush, that the shatz is kore b'kol rum, and he's also kore. He says clearly he's kore b'tara. So it's not b'tara shemei akona. But he's a kore b'tara because he has a din kore b'tara. And the shatz is mashmiya la'om, like the Rush learns, or like Tosfos learns that the shatz is a makri. Okay, the shatz is a makri, that's a machlekes. But he definitely is kore. So you see, there's no problem really with him being a kore, because that's only a problem, because there's no need for shomei kaona if he himself is a kore. What isn't Shemei HaKona for? And that's the way he has it. I mean, that's the way the Bach quotes him, the Marshal. Okay? And it makes perfect sense. I mean, so what was Rav Moshe's problem? It seems to me Rav Moshe's problem would only be according to the Ozarua. Because on the side of the Rush in Megillah, where he talks about the inyan of the Balkare, that's in Perek Shlishi, in the Rush, in the beginning of Perek Shlishi. So the Or Zeruah says, where the Rush says there'll be a bracha l'vatal if the Ola Torah is not kore together, so the Hagoyas Ha'ashri brings down the Shapir Dami Shiru Ven Yavarach Bein Lafonah Bein Lacharel V'Shimon Yikra V'Achi Yisa B'Tasefta. So he holds that the Mavarech is Mavarech on the Kriya of the Balkara. So it seemed to me that only according to the Or Zeruah would you need, if you say you need Shemei Akona, okay, if you say you need Shemei Akona, that only according to the Or Zeruah will you require Shemei Akona. And that's why the Bach, when he, the Marshal, does not require Shemei Akona, because he says, V'hu gam kein kore, b'tar el shashatz kore b'kol rom shalol avayish, he goes like Tosfos. So, which is because of the makri. So he's kore, he's mashmi alam, and he's the makri. So in order that it should be nekras b'tzibor, okay? So it's nekras b'tzibor yedei hamakri, okay? So that's why, but he himself is kore also. So that's why the Marshal never had a problem, because Marshal holds that he should say. So you see, it's an open Marshal that he should say it, because he's the kore himself. He doesn't need Shemei Akona. It seems to me, if Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a question, it would have to be only a question according to the Or Zeruah. Because according to the Or Zeruah, you're mevarech on the Balkare's Kriya. So then, if you're mevarech on the Balkare's Kriya, and you say you need Shemei Akona, and you're not saying anything, so then you're going to have to say that you require Shemei Akona. So you're going to require Shemei Akona. So then if you have Shemei Akona and you say yourself, then you're going to get caught in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's problem. Okay? That's why it seems to me it has to be, you have to work out this problem.
You say yourself and not
be with Shemei Akona? No, so Rav Moshe says, probably says that ordinarily, Yotzi De Shneim. Yotzi De Rosh Hashita and Yotzi De Ozeru Hashita. Okay, but over here you're going to get stuck, because you can't be yotze both shittas. Because if you have in mind Shemei Akona, so then you're going to be doubling up the kriya.
Well, can you read yourself and not have much?
What's that?
Have
my oh, but then you won't be yotze according to the Ozeru.
You won't
be yotze Parsha Zohar.
Well, because that's the way the laning
because there's no need. You're not supposed to be saying altogether, and the only real bakar, only real kore is the bakari himself. So that's the only real kriya. According to him, what you're saying is superfluous. The only real kriya is the kriya of the bakari. So you won't be yotze parsha zocha because you're not being yotze from the bakari. Okay. Right. Okay. So what we wanted to say was something else. We want to say one more thing. Namely, that the machlekes in brachas, as to whether or not you should stop and listen to, if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, that you should stop and listen to Kedusha, for instance. Whether or not you should stop and listen to Kedusha is the Machlekes Rashi and Rabbein Tam and the Ri. So according to Rashi, he stops and he's the Yotze B'Tosh Shemei Kona. But Rabbein Tam and the Ri say, no, Adarabba, Yishimei Kona have a Hefsek M'shasek. Okay? Because he's a Mafsek. So the way it seems Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is learning is that why is it a mafsik? Because he holds Shomei Kaon as a duplication of the process of Dibor. Okay? That's the way he seems to learn. Okay? Now we want to say a difference for it, that it's not a duplication of the process of Dibor, but that Shomei Kaon doesn't produce Dibor in the Shomea, okay, doesn't make him a medaber. He still is a Shomea, but the question is whether Shomea Kaona is a mafsik, is the gavra mafsik or not. That's the question. Everybody holds Shomea Kaona is you can't reproduce dibor. Now you can't do that. Either you're a medaber, you're not a medaber. If you're Shomea, you're not a medaber. But the Shomea Kaona is to be yotze the amira through this mechanism. But the way yotze the amira is through Shomea Kaona. Shomea Kaona is an institution, an intrinsic institution. The only question is, according to Rashi, since you're not doing anything, so you could stop your tefillah, and you have Shomea Kaona, and then you can continue, because you were passive, you weren't the mafsik. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, the gavra is still a mafsik. The gavra is still a mafsik. Because since he has a din of Shomea Kaona, it means he has an active participation in the amira. So if it's an active participation, so he's a mafsik. Okay?
Practically, he's passive.
But halachically, he's active. That's the machlekes, really, the machlekes of Rishonim. Okay, so Mendy Feder showed me a very nice raya. A very nice raya from the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. It's on Daf Nunbeis, Amud Beis, and Daf Be'erit. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the nechleku ha-mefarshim im shosek b'shas ha-tfila b'shas ha-niyas ha-kadashim lo, yesh mefarshim shein ha-shosek klal, dorm kaimel on shmei ha-kona, v'shtakech ta-avi ha-fsoka, k'mo amay ona, v'zui das Rabbeinu Yaakov zal, av Rabbeinu ha-igayin v'siyato, v'rif zal omru, שישוסק, דחי אמין השמי הקונה ואבי הסוקה דווקא בדבר המחרם. אבל בזה שהוא שבחו של מקום לא דיינין אלי הפסוקה. ושורי, okay? So he says, so what does it mean? אבל בזה שהוא שבחו של מקום לא דיינין אלי הפסוקה. What does it mean? I mean, you could prove something from this. That what? That if you're going to say it's a reproduction of Dibor, so let him say it. So why if he says it, is it a hefsek?
Right.
Why should it be Shomea?
It would be.
Right? Apparently, if he'd say it, no one says you stop and say Kedusha. It's Shvacha Shel Makom. So Shvacha Shel Makom is not a hefsek. Right? So apparently you seek a clear raya from this Rabbeinu Yonah to what we said, namely that Shomea Kona is not a reproduction of Dibor. It's not a magical factory for dibur, a new method to make a person a medaber. But it's shemaya kahuna. It's an institution of shemaya kahuna. The only question is the gavra considered a mafsik? So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if he's in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and if he's not medaber, since the inyan advarim is shvacha shemakom, the gavra is not considered a mafsik vis-a-vis his tefillah. Okay, so that's halach and the gavra being mafsik. So Mendy is a beautiful writer. It's a beautiful writer. Rabbeinu Yonah concludes with Dovah Shatoli Bamudi Olam Ein Lano Koch Lachriya Beinehem Udovid Kamarovid Udovid Kamarovid Ubuvachi Chavin Libo Lashamayim Pi Mori Rav Neru. Taisha says you go wait a minute. It's the Machlekes a Paskin of it. But excuse me. In Brachos, it's in Dape Rifnun Beis on Beis. It's in Mishmesa. Same year as Taisha. Okay. What's that? Brothers. For what? Brothers. Okay. Yeah, in Taisvus, I tell you what Daf is in Taisvus. It's in. Where is it? In Taisvus, it's in Chof Aleph Amud Beis. In Misha Mesa. Okay. Shartim
brings down the
Rosh. Interesting. Shartim brings down the Rosh also doesn't have a makom. Right. So Yotzei Midvareinu, it would seem like this. It would seem, that's what we said, that if the minig of the tzibur is, you shouldn't go against the minig of the tzibur. If the minig of the tzibur is, that's a question of the chasm. Because, I mean, you see that, according to many, many Rishonim, it's not, the Kriya is not the rice altogether. And even according to Taisvus, who says it is the Raisa, I mean, according to Taisvus' sheet and the Rosh sheet of a Balkarei, there's no problem. If you say like the Bach and like the Trumas Adeshin of a Mashal, there's no din on Shomei Akona altogether, so there's no problem altogether. And even if you say Shomei Akona, it's only going to be a problem according to the Ozarua, right? And even then, only if you interpret Shomei Akona to mean a reproduction of Dibor, which you see, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not. So it would seem that it's more than a sfeik-sfeik, that you don't have to do it. Okay. And it would seem, on the contrary, that you should say with the Balkarei, because otherwise you're involved in Suffolk Brachal of Atala. According to Russia, it's a Brachal of Atala. That's why I don't understand that story. I don't understand that story. Because it would seem just the opposite, that you should say it together with Bakar, otherwise you involve yourself in a suffix of Brachal of Atala. According to Russia, is an absolute Brachal of Atala. And in terms of Pasha Zach, I mean, it's a fake. I mean, if you need it all together, or if you do it along with him, according to the Russia, yes, I mean, it would seem that it's a... That's you should definitely do it. You should definitely be Karei. If you get the Aliyah, you should definitely be Karei with the Bal Karei. That's it. I don't understand the story.
Now the Losisa would win out over.
Well, Losisa win it anyways, because it's Kum Vasei and Shev Al Tasa. I understand right. Now the reason why he says Shvacha Shamakom is because if this Dibur, then it's definitely a Mafsik. But yeah, just the fact that he's a Madaber B'toch Shemon Esrei. But since there's no dibur, now it's a question of the gavra, since he has a kiyum of kedusha, and he's actively participating in that kiyum. So even though not only de maisa, but halachically. So what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that it's not a real hefsek ali de maisa, it's a hefsek only because of das. That since the das is shvacha shamakom and tefillah is essentially shvacha shamakom, it's not considered that the gavra removed himself from tefillah. It's not a hefsek of ma'isa dibor. Hefsek of ma'isa dibor, that forget about. So that would definitely be awesome. But there's a hefsek of ma'isa dibor and there's a hefsek of the gavra being a mafsek from what he's doing. So since it's shvacha shamakom, he's not considered as if he's a mafsek mitfilosa. That's very interesting. Right. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush.
Still, it's not
right.
Not this
Rosh Hashanah.
That's
right. But see, in terms of the gavra, you can understand. You have to have a sensitivity for the idea of the gavra. In terms of the gavra, since tefillah shvach hashamakom, and now the gavra is involved, not alidei maisa, but he's involved in das. But the das is still a das that's an essential in tefillah. You can't say the gavra was a mafsik. That's what he's saying. It's a very good svar. It's a beautiful, sharp svar. Well, basically what he's saying is that in tefillah, the underlying everything underlying tefillah is always shvach hashamak. That's similar to the Chaim said. The lifnei Hashem is always a kiyum in the tefillah. The Chaim is beautiful. Because lifnei Hashem is a kiyum in every bracha. It's two kiyumim, the lifnei Hashem and then the particular tzrachim that he's asked for. So the lifnei Hashem, so you can't say the gavra is a mafsik, he's involved in lifnei Hashem. According to Reb Chaim, it's perfect.
It's significant that it's
Kedusha, or could it be like, significant that it's Kedusha and Kedai Kaddish, but not the... No, you can't do that.
Those are
essentially Kedush, and Yesh Me Rabba is essential. Okay, yeah, no, you're right. You must say, Amalek is Amlak. They want to drink your blood like a dog. So, I mean, unfortunately, what happens is that people get very involved, even according to Shitza Taisvis in the Maisa Mitzvah and the Shemei Kahana, but they forget the whole liquor to remember that idea and to know that as crazy as it sounds, there are people like that out there. And to always have it before your mind's eye. I mean, lo sishkach, believe, never forget that. Don't allow yourself to feel that, no, people are nice, forget about it. You must never, that's the issue of lo sishkach, believe. You must always, you never can have that sense of peace that they're not out there to kill us. No, they are. And that's a mitzvah midrasa. So it's sad if people, they concentrate on the technical mitzvah according to Taisvis with Shemei Kaona and forget the whole idea. I mean, that no one holds. I mean, even according to Taisvis, it's a Maisa mitzvah, but the Maisa mitzvah is to remember. I mean, there's no one holds it. Just be korei and not know what you're talking about. And there's no mitzvah belave. I mean, it's impossible. Okay. Yeah, interesting. The Ramban in the Chumash mentions something else, because he mentions Megillah too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has smach leMegillah. That's Megillah. I mean, that's against the Chumash Tradition. Chumash Tradition says it's more important to hear Parsha Zohar and create some Megillah. The Ramban doesn't agree with that, because Ramban says Megillah also. Megillah also. I think they must base it on the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Aleph and Megillah, where the Gemara says, what right did they have to write the Megillah? So, where it says, Shochol ames lachom kisvun ledorah, Shochol lo alokasaft lach shlishim lo revim. So it depends how you learned it, but it means you have no right to write it down. Achem matzul lo mikra kosov batara. Ksov zosikarm basefer, ksov zos masha kosov kana with Mishnah Torah, Zikaron Mashakosov Benevim, Basefer Mashakosov Bemegillah. And that's like Rabbi Lozam Odoi. Okay? So, so apparently, what the Gemara is saying is an interesting thing. That you have a deraisa that stretches out from the Torah and stretches out to future times. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Stretched out to future times. So, I mean, the Nevi'im, I can understand by Shmuel, why? Because that was the Tzivui. That was the Tzivui Hashem al Yedei Nevuah to destroy Amalek. So I said, the Pasuk says, Ksov Zos. You see, what is the Pasuk saying, though, when it says Ksov Zos? What is the Pasuk saying? Ksov Zos, and Masha Kosov Khan, we love Masha Kosov Khan and Uba Mishnah Torah. And then Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Basefer is Megillah. But what is Ksov Zos telling you? I mean, what is it telling you? You have to write the Torah. You have to write everything in the Torah. What's this different? So apparently what it means is that the Machayev of Parshas Vayavo Amalek and the Machayev of Parshas Zohar, that they're a part of Torah, is a different Machayev. See, the Machayev is the mitzvahs Mechias Amalek. That's the Machayev. If there were no mitzvahs Mechias Amalek, you wouldn't have Vayavo Amalek, you wouldn't have Zohar. You see? Not that it could be Torah Shabbat, but what gave it a din of Torah Shabbat, that is incorporated in Chamisha Chumash Torah and Sefer Torah, was because of the mitzvahs Mechias Amalek. The mitzvah rendered this chelak, these parshias of the Torah. So the pasuk says these parshias are rendered parshias, but the Novi will also write a parsha when the Dvar Hashem is to destroy Amalek, Lech V'Kisas Amalek, that's by Shmuel. And then apparently what Esther said is, one more time, when an event takes place that Ashgochas Hashem saved Klal Yisrael from Amalek, and Amalek was destroyed, that event is Mechayev also, a parsha. It's also Mechayev a parsha. So, I mean, that's how the Gemara learns. So the Torah stretches out from the Torah itself, where the parsha became a part of Sefer Torah because of the nature of the mitzvah. So too the Dvar Hashem created a parsha, and so too the event by Haman created the parsha. That event. The fact that we were saved from Haman, and the fact that Haman was destroyed, also of Bnei Avraham, so that created a din parsha. You see, that no doubt is the source, but what that's what the Ramban is saying. That's why the Ramban says both Megillah and he says Parsha Zohar. Because Parsha Zohar, why do you read Parsha Zohar? Because Parsha Zohar is the source. So you read it before you read the Megillah. So you read the Kriya of the source Midaraisa. And then the Megillah is the Drabbanan, the mitzvah Midrabbanan of Kriya on this Sefer, which is Kisvei Kodesh, which is the din of Kisvei Kodesh. Okay? So apparently Taisfus held that the mitzvah of Zohar also changes its, takes on its form with the mice of Haman. Okay? Takes on its form. That the event creates a sefer, and the kriya associated with that sefer is a kriya midaraisa. See, the kriya associated with a kriya midaraisa. That's what Taisus holds. Because there is no real source, but Taisus maintains, what happened before? So before the event, see, it wasn't that the kriyas parsha Zohar itself was always midaraisa, because then you would have had a source before. But the nature of Parsha Zohar that it becomes involved in Megillah and in the Kriyas of Parsha before Megillah, that changes the form of the Zechira. The form of the Zechira was changed when that event took place. The event changed the nature of Parshias, and it also changed the Kriya. What did they do before? Before it was also a mitzvah. But apparently you yotze the mitzvah when you occur a Kol HaShana, when you occur a Parsha Zohar, as you occur a Kol HaTorah Kula. But once that event took place, then the mitzvah Zohar became associated with that event. But then the Parsha had a different significance. And the mitzvahs, Zohar, changes according to events. Events play a role in formulating, giving the tzura to the mitzvah. two events. One was the Dvar Hashem to destroy Amalek, and the other one was the event of Mechias Haman, of destruction of Haman. Okay. I don't think the Ramban holds that way. I think the Ramban holds that once you have this event, which creates a parsha, now this becomes the highlight of the Zechira. So now the Zechira revolves around this, because this became a phenomenon. That's what I think Ramban is saying. That's what Ramban says, that Mikra Megillah and Shnia is also Marais. I mean, somebody mentioned in defense of Rav Moshe, I mean, that the story was that he didn't want to take the Aliyah. So you got another story. I mean, it's hard to paskin from a story. I mean, you can't paskin from a story. But if that's the case, then that's a different thing. I mean, that he didn't want to take the Aliyah because he didn't want to get involved in the Suffolk. Okay. I don't know.